Mandy Patinkin shills for Hamas, says Gaza war to defend Israel hurts Jews. By Joel B. Polak on July 14, 2025. Mandy Patinkin, the entertainer best known as Inigo Montoya in Rob Reiner's hit The Princess Bride, is saying exactly what Hamas wants Western elites to say, blaming the Gaza war on Jews while ignoring the hostages. Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization that began the war on October 7, 2023, murdering 1,200 Israelis and taking over 250 hostages, aims to use propaganda to discourage Israel and the West from fighting back. Accordingly, it frequently publishes propaganda blaming the Israeli government for continuing to fight, often featuring hostages saying, under duress, that Israel is endangering them. Patinkin has taken that line a step further, blaming Jews worldwide, as anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists often do in their assertions of Jewish control, for Israel's war. He claims the war is bad for Israel, and bad for the Jews. Mandy Patinkin goes full-blown suicidal Jew. I ask you Jews all over the world, to spend some time alone and think, is this acceptable? I ask you, Mandy, to spend some time alone with some meds, and ask yourself, how you'd stop Hamas from achieving its promise to end Israel. pic.twitter.com/@DergOzuk. Dahlia Kurtz, star of David Emoji, at Dahlia Kurtz, July 13, 2025. The Wrap reported Sunday. Mandy Patinkin issued a strong, impassioned warning about the potential consequences of Israel's war in Gaza. They are endangering the state of Israel as well as endangering the Jewish population all over the world, Patinkin said in an emotional interview with the New York Times. And to watch what is happening for the Jewish people to allow this to happen to children and civilians of all ages in Gaza, for whatever reason, is unconscionable and unthinkable, he continued. And I ask you Jews everywhere all over the world to spend some time alone and think, is this acceptable and sustainable? Patinkin also blamed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who recently led a successful war effort against Iran. Ironically, Patinkin made his remarks as Netanyahu is seeking a ceasefire with Hamas. Israel has been trying for months, for years, now, to achieve a ceasefire that would include the return of the hostages, but Hamas has blocked, resisting efforts to disarm it and remove it from power in Gaza. Hamas often inflates its casualty figures, and includes terrorists along with civilians in death counts. It also places Palestinians in harm's way and attacks those who attempt to leave or seek aid from Western sources. The aim is to create international pressure on Israel, which Patinkin duly attempts to provide, while keeping the Palestinian population of Gaza under control. Notably, Patinkin did not urge Hamas to release its remaining 50 Israeli hostages, some 20 of whom are thought to be alive and suffering in appalling conditions. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.